let's go on to Senate Bill 250.
Senator Bogue. Thank you. This bill is to clarify or to change a provision. I think we can all agree that outright theft is wrong, but there are certain circumstances within the correction system where someone with authority over another individual can place an undue burden for a loan, and I should put quotation marks around that when I say that, from one of the people that they're supervising. And while it's not a true fiduciary relationship of such, but it is placing a terrible burden, and it constitutes nearly outright theft, because whether there is ever an intent to repay this or not is a good question, but certainly the amount of money involved to the inmate or to the person who is being supervised is substantially more valuable than it would be if this person was out in the general population. And as such, we wanted to change the definition of this to constitute that any borrowing by those individuals would raise the level of theft. And with that, I know that some of the correction folks are here if you want other questions answered, but I think that's, in a nutshell, that's what the bill does.
We'll ask, are there any other further proponents of Senate Bill 250?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, hi, I'm Lori Filer with the Department of Corrections. I will be very brief. I do have a very small amendment that I would like to have the committee consider. We have it printed up here. We noticed that we had unintentionally left out the term juvenile when we were talking about who we're trying to protect under this. On line 6 of the bill, it refers to patient or inmate. An inmate has historically connotated an adult, and what the amendment is seeking to do is to insert a juvenile, so it would be adult or juvenile under the custody of the Department of Corrections or Department of Human Services.
Entertain a motion to move the amendment. Moved by Bogue. Seconded by Dugard. All those in favor of the amendment, indicate by saying aye. Can we discuss the bill as amended? Lori, any further comment?
Very, very brief. Again, as Senator Bogue said, this would make it a Class 6 felony for an employee of the Department of Corrections, the Department of Human Services, to take, steal, or borrow anything of value or money that was worth $5 or more. The borrowing piece of it is what's, I would say, probably the newest part of the statute. We really feel that it is their position of authority, whether it is a resident of the resident of a state training school, state penitentiary, somebody that's out in aftercare, that it's a position of authority, and it's not appropriate at all to be borrowing money, that it is oftentimes could be a coercion type of thing. So that's the main purpose for the bill.
This is an entirely new statute, correct?
Yes.
And it does include stealing,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that covered by other sections of the code? It obviously is.
Right.
Do we have a conflict here?
Regular theft is under, I think I even have a copy of it here, if you let me fumble here for a second. The petty theft and grand theft statute is 2230A-17, I believe. And as that provides, it's grand theft if it's over $500.
The petty theft is anything under
than that. There's a class 1 petty theft and a class 2, and it's the dividing line $100, I believe. If it's $100 or more, it's petty theft, which is a.
And that would be what level? What
class 1 misdemeanor.
A class 1 misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we're placing a special category, patients, juveniles, or inmates under the. Care of the DOC.
DOC or Human Services.
Or Human Services. Mm-hmm. Any further questions? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lori, are there any further proponents of Senate Bill 250?
Mr. Chairman, John Jones, Human Services, we also support this.
Thank you. Any further proponents? Are there any opponents? Are there any opponents? If not, we're close to testimony. Open to committee discussion and motion. Senator Moore.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask Senator Bogan. I'm on the bill. But I guess the terminology borrows just does, it bothers me a little bit. That's a pretty broad term. I mean, borrow a hat pin or something from a patient at the Human Services Center and return it. I mean...
$5.
Well, doesn't... Of anything with a value of $5 or more, they borrowed it. They asked if they could use it. I mean, that, I guess that's bothering me a little bit. Senator Bogue?
Mr. Chairman. Senator Moore, it's a good, legitimate question, but I think that the reasoning behind this is, again, that in an ideal world, you're right, a true borrowing would be asking with the full expectation that if the person said no, that would be the end of the discussion. But in the Human Services correctional setting, all likelihood, the person who's being asked is not going to feel able to say no, because this is either a guard or a supervisor or an instructor or whoever it might be within that system. That was the impetus, is just to say we need to give some additional protection. Those supervisors, guards, whatever, shouldn't be asking anyway. There's no reason to borrow anything from someone who they're supervising. And, you know, whether this will catch somebody who is, as you might say, completely innocent of any intent to be harming the other person, that there's a possibility there, but I don't think a very high one. And I think we just need to set a standard that these folks just know from day one they're just not supposed to borrow or take anything from someone they're supervising in that kind of setting.
Senator Ketzel.
I just got a question, and maybe this is a technical one, but, you know, I was just looking over all these other bills, and in every single one of them we talk about section, you know, or 2691, 4493, whatever the numbers are. What's this refer to? What part of the law?
This is an entirely new statute.
But don't we say that there be a new, you know, where's it go? What section? If we pass this, where's it go?
Mr.
Chenderbogue.
The Code Commission will place this in the appropriate chapter of the code. That's kind of traditional with completely new sections. And other bills that we've dealt with today where we're adding a new section and changing an existing one, normally then you'll say this is where we want it to go. But where this one is a completely new, there's no amendment to an existing statute. That we've traditionally left up to the Code Commission to allocate that in. Largely, Doug Decker will make that determination that where it needs to go. It'll go in an appropriate place in the code.
I'm just curious, point of clarification.
Senator Hugg.
I just had a question. Did something happen to prompt this legislation? Oh. What's happened? Something has obviously happened.
Story behind the story.
Well, it was your kid in our facility. We did have an employee.
not my kid first.
That's true. We did have a situation at West Farm where an employee borrowed a substantial amount of money from one of the young men that is a resident there. We found out about it. We terminated the employee. We withheld the money out of his last paycheck to reimburse the young man who had the money taken. And as we looked at this, we discovered both departments that we really didn't have any recourse here other than disciplinary action. And so we just felt it's wrong. I think Senator Bogue said it very well. We don't believe that our employees ought to be taking advantage of the people that are in their care and custody, whether it's Human Services or Developmental Center or Watertown or West Farm. And I think that's the same position that the Department of Corrections has. And you're right, they're in a position of authority. We have kids, well, and adults at Redfield that have very expensive stereo systems. We don't want our employees up there borrowing those stereo systems. And so that's the genesis behind the bill.
Senator Moore.
One quick question. I'm curious. Can you withhold money from an employee's check?
We did.
Legally?
Yes, there are ways to do that.
Did you go through the proper channels?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah, that has to go through the Bureau of Personnel. We can't just arbitrarily do that.
Any further questions or discussion? Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Jones. Any further discussion?
One more question.
Mr. Chairman, I know we're late. Who, John, while you're up here? You're in Section 2, you're talking about an individual under contract assigned to the department. Who would that be?
Food service, or actually, it could be at Redfield, we have artists in residence that are under contract there. We have physicians, medical specialists, people like that that are under contract. The developmental center, we have a psychiatrist that comes in, various therapists that we don't have on staff and so forth. So that would be who would be under contract. Yeah.
There's no further discussion. Mr. Ketzel.
Just for a fact of the matter, because this is going to be a continual thing for me. $6, 2 years, $2,000.
Further discussion. If not, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll. I need a motion to adopt Senate Bill 250 as amended.
Did we adopt amendment?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did do that. Yeah. Do I have a motion? By Moore, seconded by?
Seconded
by Bode, almost lost. it's been moved and seconded. No further discussion. The Secretary will call the roll.
Hewitt?
No.
Hangee?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
4 yeas, 3 nays.
Senate Bill 250 goes out with a due pass recommendation to be defended on the floor. we will defer Senate